Welcome to the UFO Files Show with your host, Jerry Pippin.
We're out in the middle of the Mojave Desert, in the high desert, and we're meeting with a person who we cannot tell his name, and we can't give a lot of background about him, but you'll find out why we're talking to this man. Can I call you, do you prefer to be known as Secret Man or Mr. X?
That's what you...
Okay. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you.
What can you tell us, first of all, about your background?
I worked at Southern California Aerospace Company for 11 years.
While you worked there, at one time or another, you were a file clerk?
I was on a project that was filing documents.
And so you had some sort of clearance yourself?
Yes, I did.
And are you still in that business?
No, I'm not.
Okay. You're into something else now.
Yeah, I actually left.
So you actually feel that you can talk about this to a certain extent?
Yeah.
And why don't you tell our audience exactly, you know, we're kind of dancing around here. We need to tell them exactly what we're talking about. What happened there?
Okay. I was in a department that produced documents of some sort for the government, proposals and whatnot, specification documents for spacecraft and satellites. And so we were all cleared, and we were asked to volunteer for a project. We were asked, any of us want to work on a project for 6 or 8 months? And so I said, yeah, I'd like to, and 4 or 5 of us volunteered. To my recollection, 2 of us made it.
So what did they do? After you volunteered, you had some sort of test or something?
No, there was no test to it. They just, it was
just
kind of a lot.
Later they came down who was going to do it, and it involved leaving where you were working at that workplace and going someplace else?
Yes, in near proximity, though, just into another building.
Okay.
And then I worked 8 to 10 hours a day inside a vaulted building, filing government documents.
Now, when you say a vaulted building, it's like a safe, probably.
Yep. It's exactly like that.
And when you were in there, did you have any idea about what you were going to be doing before you got there?
No.
And what was your reaction when you found out what you were doing?
Oh, I was thrilled. I was thrilled because I've been into this my entire life. I always knew there was something more.
Now this dealt with Roswell.
Well, it dealt with not only that, but just government documents in general about EBEs, UFO sightings and reports. And
So from the first day or so, you were involved with actually this far-out stuff?
Mm-hmm. And pictures. And
what kind of, was it all just documents you saw, or did you see pictures? Or tell us a little bit about it.
There was a lot of photographs. There was a lot of sealed envelopes, which was too bad for me, but
now in the sealed envelopes, what did you do? Did you make note that they were there or something, or
we got a big bag every day, a bag of work. The security guard brought a bag of work in. He couldn't even look at it. He dropped it off, then locked the door, and we were all in our own little rooms. We couldn't talk to one another, and we were to open these bags up and file, take out the documents, look at them, depending on what they were. We had special instructions, and it was different every day. It was different every day. We had different stuff every day. And it was like, we did this work, but we didn't talk about it. And
There are how many people in this room with you?
There was nobody in my room.
Okay, always by yourself.
Yeah, because it was like this stuff was highly classified. And
when you got a coffee break or a lunch break, did you go out with the others?
You had to call the front desk and ask, and you couldn't leave. They brought
stuff
in.
Did not get to leave there at all.
They brought stuff in, they had restrooms, they fed us, they did everything for us.
Did they search you every day to find out if you were taking things out?
Most every day, but they told us every day on a daily basis that security was very important.
And you looked at this material, and what was the goal? I mean, why did they hire you to do this?
Why we were filing and dividing stuff up into categories.
And do you remember the categories?
Some days it was divisions of military. Some days it was by classification. Sometimes it was take the documents, take the photos, take all the sealed stuff, take all the, you know, sometimes we had NORAD and it just all kinds of stuff. It depended on the assignment for that day. Sometimes we got a bag of video cassettes. And
so if I get this correctly, you didn't walk in and the desk was full of stuff. It was in a sack or something you picked up?
No, we came to work, and once we were all there, or once I was there, for me, I would call down and say, okay, I'm here, and they'd bring a bag up, drop it off, and the guard would leave and close the door.
Was it a slot they came through the door, or did they actually come inside and leave it?
He came inside.
Okay,
yeah.
So
it was a huge canvas.
I'm trying to just get an overall picture of this.
Yeah, just like someone dropping off their laundry and taking off.
And was the bag sealed?
I had a combination.
And you knew the combination?
Yep.
And the guard did not?
The guard did not.
Or you assume he
did? To my recollection.
Yeah.
He didn't open it when I was...
Right. I mean, that would be the logical thing.
Right. He brought it to me closed, and when I returned it, it was empty, and we had...
Do you remember the first thing that just knocked your socks off that you saw?
Photographs.
What was that?
Photographs. I saw several of alien crafts leaving and entering the water with no splash.
Entering and leaving where?
The water.
Coming out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
So all the things we hear about the underwater crap and these things are true.
I think so. Well, I saw it with my own eyes. I mean, uh-huh. People ask me if I believe
were
that.
Were these pictures taken by... How do they get the pictures?
Well, they were marked... I don't know who took them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who took them. Probably military. But there were some marked Air Force, some Navy... Some NORAD, some NASA, all kinds of stuff. I mean, these particular pictures, I can't tell you what they were marked as.
Yeah. Now, what did they look like? I mean, the craft.
Just black and white, disc-shaped. Not a real close-up picture. Mm-hmm. Maybe on an 8x10, maybe the ship was a couple inches across, which is, I guess, pretty good quality, but it looked just like plain.
Did you see any documents that ever explained where these craft were coming up? From the ocean or water from?
Not to my recollections.
Yeah.
I know that it said a few of these pictures were from a Hawaii area.
Mm-hmm.
Out by the Hawaiian Islands.
So that was your first thing that you saw?
That was the first major thing that caught my eye. I mean, there was a lot of boring stuff in this stuff.
Yeah. So most of it probably was more or less technical stuff,
mm-hmm.
boring, and didn't have a lot to do with anything, as far as you were concerned.
I mean, stuff to do with, a lot of stuff to do with threat to us, to a perceived threat. Yeah, I don't think that anybody was a threat.
Do you, Why do you say that? Did it say literally this, the you know, warning or?
Yeah, well, you have to understand, I saw documents from the 40s all the way up through the present
right,
time,
right,
which was
right.
The 1980s. Back in the 40s, Foo Fighters were feared. So there was documents about national security and about what we can do, you know, like the big fight.
Do you remember what they said about Foo Fighters?
A lot of stuff about... recommended that they fire on them, and that they don't know where they come from, but they assume that it's otherworldly craft, and then other...
Oh, they actually put that in there.
Mm-hmm, and then other documents that say, yes, they are other of other worlds. They're not, it's not a speculation, it's now true. And this comes
around... Did they ever explain why they came to that conclusion?
Because of crashes and because of information.
So they had recovered crashes of Foo Fighters?
I think that, well, from the documentation I've seen, my guess would be around 50 crashes. Not just here, but all over the world.
Yeah, right, I understand that. My good friend Ryan S. Wood says there were 78 or 76 or something like that, but I get the impression there's a heck of a lot more UFO crashes than that over the years.
Well, I think so, too. I mean... Bill was surprised. Bill Ryan was surprised when I said 50. But
speaking of Bill Ryan, do you see anything in there about Serpo?
Nothing. No, that's how I got to know him and how I got here is that
mm-hmm.
I was on his website and I was looking at the stuff and said, this doesn't jive with what I know. And then I got a long email back, and that's kind of the way our relationship started.
Right, right. Okay, well, we're going to get into some of what you do know, because it's incredible. And it's, why are you, you know, you I guess you had to sign a form, but you wouldn't tell anybody about this, right?
More than one.
And what was the penalty if you did? Did it say?
Not specifically, but I was told on numerous occasions that the penalty for treason is hanging.
So, I've never understood why the government always considered extraterrestrial information treasonous to our government. Did you see some evidence in this documents that there is an ET threat?
No. Well, I saw no evidence to that fact.
Well, okay, that's what I mean.
I mean, the fact that their capabilities are more than ours.
Well, that alone would shake up a military mind.
Right, but the fact that they haven't done anything, to me, is plain evidence that they're not a threat.
Well, you know, we're skipping around here a little bit, but I think it's important for the audience to understand exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about at least 5 decades, right, of material.
Oh, yeah.
And do you remember the latest item you saw? When did you, can you tell me the year you stopped doing this?
About 84, 85, I think.
Okay.
When it took place.
And when you were working doing this material, you obviously, you said, well, I'm a fire clerk to me before we started, but obviously you had a secret clearance and you had something on the ball. They believed that you were capable of doing it. I mean, they were giving you some precious secret information for you to file someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And you have any idea what happened to all this material after you filed it?
No. Don't work.
You think it's still in that vault in that building?
It left the room I was in at the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
So, and it was in other boxes and stuff. So,
you have no idea.
Nope.
And it sounds to me like they were guarding this material as much as, you know, Brinks would gold.
Oh, I would.
Probably more.
Well, yeah.
Okay, now let's get back to some of the things you saw. You mentioned the underwater craft,
mm-hmm.
saucer type craft coming out of the water.
Saw several photos of a UFO craft taken from Gemini Apollo space shuttle missions. They mentioned.
And was it a saucer craft too?
Some were saucers, some were just lights, looked like lights. You couldn't see really the shape because obviously it's in space. But yeah, several hundred of those.
So all of these people talking about, well, we got these NASA pictures and these satellite pictures and they show things, they probably are onto something. At least you saw some pictures taken by satellite.
Oh, yeah. So a lot closer, a lot more close up and better detail than what they're showing on the internet that's supposedly this big discovery.
Yeah, well, can you tell me a little bit about the detail of some of the things you remember? I mean, what do these craft look like?
Most of them were like saucer-shaped or like they look like cigar-shaped kind of, but then I think that's a side-view deal.
Yeah, it could be just a matter of the perspective.
Yeah, most of what I saw was disc-shaped. I did see spherical items that looked like they were like unmarked, like chrome spheres or glowing spheres but I mean, pretty close, I'd say within between 100 and 500 feet away from
Did the craft have any markings on them?
No.
Okay.
Some of them looked like they had like portholes or windows or
and
lights,
and lights that just the general UFO reports we hear.
Yeah, but nothing like where the door hatch would be or anything. I mean,
now let's get into some of the other things. You said you saw nothing like Serpo.
No, I did saw no information.
Did
about
you see
that,
any
so.
Evidence of any kind of extraterrestrial human being?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I saw pictures.
Relationships.
Uh-huh.
Tell me a little bit about what you stands out.
It's documents about biology, ETE biology, or EBE biology, excuse me.
So were these dead ETs and autopsy reports?
Autopsy documents.
Did you see some of those pictures?
Saw a few pictures, but saw probably read more stuff than saw pictures.
Now, what did they say about the biology of the ETs? Was there more than one type of species?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, several. The most prevalent standing out of my mind are the tall orange beings.
Did you say orange?
Orange.
Okay.
Tall and orange, like 7 to 8 feet, real slim. Slim like a gray, but they kind of have a rounder, more rounder head, the same type of eyes.
Kind of like a devil, almost.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Or maybe like a luge guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Only taller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Real skinny and slim and tall. And of course, there's the grays with the more.
Did they tell you who they were?
No.
Didn't identify where any of these species were from?
Well, Zeta Reticuli was mentioned.
It
but
was.
But not with that particular type. No, but what was mentioned was that the orange ones were the fathers and creators of the grays.
So even the official government documents here are either A, relating the ideas of good and bad and spiritualism and etc. and evil or whatever, or maybe they're just... Were they making those facts or just saying that's what people thought?
Well, some were speculation.
Okay.
Some of them were, there was a few that mentioned the Greys as claiming to be the creators of humankind and claiming to have brought Jesus to Earth.
Okay.
So there was mention of that in government documents, both in speculation and in what they call knowledge from the ETs themselves.
Looking over these documents, and I want to get back to one thing at a time, the orange ones here in a minute, but I have to ask you this. Looking over these documents, was a lot of evidence to you? Do you have any doubt at all that we didn't just sit down and interrogate ETs? I mean, did that happen? Did they have conversations, in other words?
There was some sort of an official... Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I did not see anything on any landing, but I did see about telepathy and actual conversations.
And the conversations we'll get into in a moment. Let's get back to the orange people.
Okay.
Because that's new to me. I had not heard about the orange people.
Heard it? There's a few people out there that know about it or that are...
Yeah.
It's on the internet. Some of it's out there.
I guess I've seen there's 38 species or 52 or some ungodly number, but what I'm saying is, and there's probably thousands, really.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. Did you get the idea that all of these ETs are working together, or are they separate incidents, separate encounters?
I think they're... working alongside of one another, not necessarily together. I think they have different agendas.
What are some of those agendas, you think?
Well, it's common amongst most of them that have been in contact with our government and other governments that they do have God, and they do believe in God, and that they say their role is to create life throughout the universe. And we're part of that scheme. We're part of that creation.
Okay. So they're basically saying that they're going through the galaxies and the universe, the solar systems, and making sure life exists?
Or creating life and genetically engineering beings where, you know, if, let's say, a society destroys themselves, which is kind of where we headed, sort of, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the reason why they're here.
Did you get the impression that, you talked about them being here for some time? How about abductions? I mean, we did autopsies on them. Were they checking us out? Did you see anything about abductions?
No. It's like I got this certain information.
Uh-huh.
And
I mean, we're not saying that it doesn't exist or is it.
Oh, I think it's true, and I think it does exist. I just don't think that a lot of people are saying.
I've always thought that, you know, that perhaps our government knew these abductions were happening, and we got something in return for it, whatever that is, I don't know.
That's what the word is out about technology, but I don't really think they...
And that's what I wanted to get to.
Agreed. I didn't see too much about that. I really don't think we got much of anything from them. I think we got a bunch of stuff to, like, here, figure it out. Because mm-hmm. I read about recoveries of machines and that sort of stuff from ships, and I think that stuff was sort of like... Some of the stuff, I think, was given to us as far as crafts and crashes and stuff, I think, were set up to deliberately...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
why do you think that?
Just because of how everything happened and I don't know, I just got this feeling.
That's a personal hunch from the stuff that I've read. You didn't pick up a document any place that said that?
No, absolutely. Okay, that means... No, but that's a personal view.
As far as you could tell from the things you saw, were these all of the complete documents you think that existed at that time?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
This was just, do you know who this contract was with? Was it with the Defense Department?
I have no clue.
Don't ask any questions.
So, don't ask anything. Just do the work.
now, let's get back to the other species pictures you saw. These orange ones, by the way, before we go any further, were they posing for a picture?
Some were. A lot of them were.
Oh, really?
Were, yeah.
It's kind of like, hey, stand still. We want to get your official picture here, huh?
Yeah, sort of. Mm-hmm. But they were just like mugshots type uh-huh. things, or just shots of whole body and the pictures of them with grays. And
Could you tell if they were taken under friendly circumstances? Or?
Didn't.
I mean, there weren't any expressions, no chains, nothing like that. You know, I always hear about living entities like the J-Rod and other entities, EVE-1 and EVE-2 and all of that. What do you make of all that? You think there's a J-Rod, for instance, forever existed at Los Alamos, or... Did you see anything from Los Alamos on that?
I saw the pictures and stuff, but it's of pieces of crashes, not of him.
Okay.
Referred to as him. Now, maybe I saw a picture of him and didn't know who it was.
Sure.
Could be.
And how about, did you see anything that you could identify that had been in Area 51 or S4 or whatever you want to call it?
White sands stuff. And
you mean like the tall whites?
No, I don't ever remember seeing those.
Okay,
oranges
you didn't see anything like that.
Several species that were like the grays, but were like a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit different.
That seemed to be, other than the human, I guess there were some more or less human.
Nordics, yes.
Yeah, Nordic types.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know where they're from?
Saw pictures of them, no. Have no clue. Have no clue. The only reference to a star system I saw was Eta Reticuli.
Now, when we talk about these things, were there any documents of threats to the U.S. government? I mean, I keep hearing about all the planes that we've lost over the years. Is there any evidence there that planes were shot down by extraterrestrial craft?
I didn't see anything.
Okay.
I think it was just a fear. And it was early on, you know, when the early crashes, when Roswell happened and other crashes in that time, and a lot of sightings. Their concern is over nuclear activity and dirty radiation. I think that's why that was so prevalent in World War II.
Now you're an intelligent guy, so you probably picked up by looking at these documents over the decades that you saw, because you saw early documents and later on, mm-hmm. closer to the 80s where you were even. Did the attitude of the documents change, you know what I mean? In other words, the way they were writing about these, first, what is it? Who are these people? They're a threat. Well, they're okay. Well, we found out. You get what I mean?
We're dealing with what do we do to keep this from the people.
Uh-huh. And what do you, was there any document there that said why they want to keep this secret?
Several.
Okay, well, can you tell me some of them?
Well, the first original reasons were national security and threat to human life on Earth. Okay, that was the first tangible thing that I saw. It slowly went to, this is a Christian country, and most people would go into hysteria if they knew what the truth was, if they knew that there were beings out here. As it progressed and the relationship with the government started taking place, then it's like we've dug a hole too big for us to climb out of. And what do we do now? I mean,
so you I mean, it's just amazing they have such incredible secrecy for this decades later.
Yeah, I don't see how they can do it, to tell you the truth.
it seems to me that the American people, the people of the world, really, would probably be shocked for a week or two, then go on about their business. We kind of accept everything, you know?
Well, I think so, too, and I think that I think there's a lot more...
It seems to be much ado about nothing.
Right. There's a lot more people. Well, look at what's infiltrated society with all the alien head suckers and pictures and on the skateboards. And I mean, it's part of our culture now, almost.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because it's real. You know, it being real starts in our culture. I really think the younger people would say, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Have them come over to my house. I want to check them out, you know?
Well, I'm not a younger guy, but I'd sure like to just knock on the door and say, come over here, let's make
you
a tape.
Let's talk, yeah, exactly. I want to know what's out there.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
you show me your world and I'll show you mine.
Yeah, right. Do you think we've gone to some other world?
I think circle is true, so yeah.
You do?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, but you saw no evidence in your...
No.
Okay. How about Roswell?
Absolutely true.
And you saw a lot of documents about Roswell?
And pictures, parts, and... Yeah.
Give me some examples. We go to Roswell every year. We do lots of shows with Roswell.
Well,
Peter Jennings said Roswell was a myth.
No.
I don't think so.
Well, no, absolutely
not. Right.
No. Pictures of there was like these frames, this one large picture of all these smaller pictures of a guy taking some flat material and crushing it up into his hands where it was hidden and letting it go and it going bang and springing out and being totally greaseless. Stuff like that. I-beams with insignias
the,
on them.
Mm-hmm, the strange writing.
Yep, there were also like electronic discs and stuff from crashes that had like video on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, there's...
In 1947, that had to blow their mind.
Well, they probably didn't know what it was. I don't know that sort of stuff was from Roswell, but...
Okay.
But it's from other crashes. I would tend to believe it's probably further down the line.
Was there any reason, you know, you were talking about technically superior people here, they got here, or creatures, whatever we want to call them, whatever they want to call us.
Yeah.
Was there any reference in their way how they referred to us?
No, that's my recollection.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I was kind of curious. I guess the official term was just extraterrestrial... beings or
extraterrestrial beings. Biological entities,
right. EBEs, just regular, that we have that part of it right then.
Or grays,
yeah,
or they call them by. I mean, there's a mention of. People ask me, or Bill asked me, I guess, if I'd seen anything about reptilians, and I said no, nothing in the documentation I looked at,
mm-hmm.
And that seems to be a widely held belief that those exist. Now they could have.
Right, as you said, you didn't have all the documents, probably.
No, I was given what
but,
I was given.
But of the documents you saw, that's what we're zeroing in
exactly.
on here.
And it's a small or large, I don't know what how big of a part of it
was
is.
Was there ever any discussion on why these extraterrestrials would crash? Why the UFOs would crash?
Well, There was one where they had figured that the craft was downed by good old-fashioned radar. Good old-fashioned radar.
The Rayleigh Hunt radar back in those years.
Yeah. Their technology
was so far.
So
we more or less have that story right.
Yeah. It's like their technology was so advanced they wouldn't think about, you know, they don't use the radio waves.
Do you know if they had any survivors to that crash?
To the Roswell crash?
Yeah.
Yeah, one.
And you saw some evidence of that?
Yeah.
And how severely injured was that creature? What'd they do with where would you take a creature that's injured, I wonder?
To an Army base or some kind of Navy base or something to...
You don't know which
question.
One?
I don't know, no.
Okay.
But I do know they did have one, and he was pretty badly hurt. It wasn't like he could just walk away.
Did he
or she
recover, or do you know?
No, died like 3 or 4 days later.
And was there any evidence that other, you know, when we lose in the military, you lose somebody, you go after the body if you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any evidence the ETs do that?
Nope. No, they regard their bodies a little different than we do. Their body's a shell. They're spiritual like we are, but they've... And this is from government documents, from what they have, their communications with us, that their body is a shell, and it's like when they die, they leave their body, and they're conscious of it. They're conscious when they're gone, and they get a new body, and they don't ever forget. They, like, don't die. Per se, where we go have an out-of-body experience or go toward the light or whatever, and we forget where we were, and...
They remember.
They don't ever forget when they die. Yeah, they say we live many lives and choose other lives, and we go out and cruise space for a while and then come back and decide that we want to live again and go inside another body, and we're learning.
Are there two different sexes?
Yes. But they don't really... procreate like we do. They just make bodies and recycle biological material.
Well, frankly, that doesn't sound as much fun as the way we do it, but that's beside the point. And we're talking to a man who asked us to help keep his identity secret because he does not want to get into trouble. He is breaking his top secret oath because he believes we need to know what really is going on between the U.S. government and the UFO business. He has seen documents spread out over several decades. We agreed to the terms of this interview by not identifying him and changing his voice because we think this show is important. Coming up in the next half hour, you will hear how the U.S. government has secret documents saying, indeed, the world for many of us will be coming to an end in 2012. Can this be true? Stay tuned. This is indeed tough stuff.
Hello, this is Steve Motley. You know, buffets are very popular these days, so I've decided to create a cyber buffet containing many life-changing products that I would love for you to take a close look at and try. Here on my site, you'll find the very best of the best in all-natural nutritional products that work. Look closely on my site, and you'll also discover some other very interesting products and services, things like video email. And how about a music download service that pays you to share your favorite music with your friends? Do you own a cell phone? Well, you need a AA battery turbocharger. Hey, know anybody that would like to save big money at the gas pump? Well, we have a product to address that concern as well. Okay, if I've piqued your interest at all, here's what I'd like you to do. About halfway down on the left column of this website, you'll see a graphic that says, Steve Motley's Click Here for Health. I promise you, it'll be the very best click-through you've ever done.